Most North Koreans who defect to the South try to keep their head down, and for good reason. They're often discriminated against. Many South Koreans see them as backwards and possibly brainwashed. But a new set of North Korean refugees wants to defy that. They don't just want acceptance. They want to be stars in South Korea's flashy entertainment industry. The World's Patrick Nguyen met one of these celebrity defectors in Seoul.
This is what entertainment in South Korea sounds like. And up in North Korea, entertainment is produced exclusively by the state. It exalts the glories of the Kim dynasty. It stokes revolutionary fervor. It's hard to imagine anyone from that world becoming a hot celebrity in South Korea, home of the glitziest entertainment industry in all of Asia, maybe anywhere. But it's starting to happen.
안녕하세요. 저는 김아라라고 하고요.
That's Kim Ara, an actress who now lives in Seoul. She belongs to a new wave of celebrity defectors from North Korea. Kim is 25, dressed in leggings, full of effervescent energy. You'd never know she grew up during a famine, surviving on grass soup. Kim defected to South Korea in 2009. She and her mom escaped through an underground railroad run by Korean Christians. It's a long story, and the details are a bit sensitive. But Kim can talk about the place where she was born, a hilly province near the Chinese border. All of her early memories seem to revolve around food, or the lack of it. As a kid, she didn't go to school. She scrounged for herbs, bark, anything you could boil into a thin gruel.
We put one spoon of rice and also some other grasses, and then we put a lot of water. We pour a lot of water and we boil it together to make a porridge. It was really dark.
Kim's tales from back home are beyond bleak. She says her family once sold their entire house for 10 kilos of corn. Then there was the time she was so hungry she ate a pumpkin seed off the ground, later realizing it had passed through a dog. When Kim first got to South Korea, she kept these stories to herself. She says people would ask her insulting questions, like, well, if you were so hungry, why didn't you just eat some noodles?
I thought it's kind of mean and also it's twisted. That question came to me in a very big hurt because I already looked down on me myself.
Then this happened. A hit talk show with a unique premise, Northern Beauties, talking openly about life in North Korea. The show debuted in 2012. Suddenly, lots of things North Koreans kept hidden were being discussed openly on TV by glamorous young defectors. Kim was in beauty school at the time, and she was instantly hooked. Then, one day, she was scouted and asked to come on the show. She could not believe it.
When I entered the studio for the first time, it was so super bright. And also, there were 50 cameras in front of me. And I was so embarrassed. I was so nervous in there.
But eventually, Kim became a regular. Soon they had her on the show reading North Korean propaganda messages to amuse the studio audience. Like other young defectors, Kim used the show as a springboard to better gigs. Many have joined reality shows that pair up South Koreans and defectors and force them to do silly challenges together. It's kind of a thing now. But Kim prefers dramas. In one of her latest roles, she plays a North Korean woman on a date with a handsome South Korean guy. They're eating from a bubbling pot of chicken. The guy asks gingerly, "So, do you eat chicken feet?" Her response is, the feet. Come on, I eat the head, that fleshy thing under its beak, even the eyes. They're delicious. Kim gets excited when I bring this up. Hey, she says, I actually wrote some of that dialogue.
Actually, I make the line. It's my lines. I wanted to show the woman who doesn't have fear or the woman who is strong because that's the personality of the North Korean woman.
Here's the thing. These new defector shows, they don't often emphasize female strength. They're obsessed with young, attractive women, often portraying them as meek and pure of heart. I bring this up to a sociologist who studied these programs, Park Yun-soon from Ewha Women's University in Seoul.
북한 여성의 아주 전형적인 남한에서 비치는 모습이라고 하는 것은
She says these shows are feeding a stereotype of a North Korean feminine ideal, pretty, demure, so sheltered by the regime that they're kind of lovably naive. The worst, she says, are reality shows that pair young, giggling defectors in simulated marriages with rich South Korean guys. Here's one where an aging baseball player tries to teach his young North Korean TV bride how to high-five. She gets confused. Plus, she's delicate. So she flinches in pain. Professor Park thinks these shows are turning refugees into a fantasy, a fetish, and that they appeal to guys turned off by the new generation of vocal, assertive South Korean women. I run some of this by Kim, and she says, yeah, it's kind of true. The shows don't always project North Korean women as strong.
Do you think that you're a brave or tough person? Because escaping from North Korea is about as brave and tough as it gets.
Of course. I'm brave a lot. I'm very brave. The North Korean women are normally, they're very strong because they have to be.
I asked Kim if there's a Korean female celebrity who she really admires, someone who's widely loved but also fiercely independent. She can't really think of anyone, so I try an example from my own country.
Do you know who Beyoncé is?
Beyoncé 완전 섹시하지. Sexy, sexy, very sexy. I like her. Single lady.
What do you like about her?
Body. Body.
Her hot, sexy body. And also, when she sings a song, she looks really powerful.
Like Beyoncé, Kim also wants to advance a social and political message. Don't view North Koreans as pathetic or weak, she says. Try to listen and learn something from their experiences instead of just gawking. My last question for Kim may sound benign, but it's actually a bit touchy. See, defectors are expected to condemn everything about North Korea, lest someone think they're still brainwashed. But I just have to know, is there anything she misses about North Korea?
있죠. 그 이제 봄이라던가 이럴 때
Actually, yes, she says, and returns once again to a memory of food.
The plum, the white plum. I think that's the fruit only can be raised in the northern part. So the taste of the white plum, I never forget it. I really want to have it once more. And the villagers, at night, we all gathered in front of a small fire, and then we play together and we sing a song together. Those moments I will never forget.
For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Seoul, South Korea.